Good morning, coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690. And as we do every Thursday at this time, we're excited to talk with Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing just fine. Looking forward to this beautiful weekend that we have in store, because it's my weekend to be out at the shelter working, so I couldn't ask for better weather. So it'll be wonderful.
Absolutely, yes, for sure. And get a little rain in the ground and maybe tamp down some of the dust and things, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Above normal temperatures, good time to walk the dog, all that sort of thing, and I'm sure that you got lots of stuff you're going to be taking care of out at the shelter.
Right. The good news is we had two adoptions last week, and I think the week before you and I weren't together. You were doing something, and I was in Claremore, Oklahoma, standing out in the rain making my report. But as I told you when I saw you the other evening, it didn't bother me at all to get rained on.
Yeah, I know. I saw you there at the scholarship banquet there, and I know Che was filling in. It was ironic. You were in Oklahoma, and I was in Oklahoma as well, helping out our sister stations there in Bartlesville. So, yeah.
Well, anyway, I didn't have any adoptions to report that week, and so I'm happy to say that this week we had two adoptions. Claire is a little puppy that was adopted, and Cole was one of our adult dogs, had been with us for a while, and he found his forever home. So good adoptions this last week. So hope that continues, especially since it'll be my weekend to be out there and see people. And I will remind everyone, we have changed our hours. Monday through Friday, we've moved our hours to 1 to 3 in the afternoons, but the weekend hours have remained the same, which is Saturday and Sunday, from 1 to 4. So if there's but if there's ever a time that, you know, you say, oh, there's an animal that you featured and I'd really like to get to know this animal, if you call Oxana and we'll make appointments. We'll make arrangements to be there at a time convenient for you. So we're here to serve, but mostly we're here to find these babies wonderful homes. So anyway, I'm going to start with the dogs, and we've got Bear. Bear has been with us for a while. He is a male Shepherd Cross, very large and fluffy. He was found as a stray. We haven't had a chance to test him with the other animals yet, so I will correct myself. He is new to the shelter, so we're still finding out who he likes, and hopefully he likes everyone. He does great on a leash, and he needs to have a home with a large yard so he can run, because he is a larger dog, but he's already neutered. So he could go home the day that you find him and say, this is the guy for me, and his adoption fee would only be $30. We have two puppies still with us, and it's Brim and Memphis, and they are about 5 months old now. The two of them are 5 months old. They're both female. We believe them to be a Shepherd Cross. They are the sweetest puppies. I mean, we've had them for a while, so they've been socialized, loved on, hugged on, walked, ready to go to their new home. As I said, we've been socializing them, getting them around the other animals just to make sure they like everyone. But like all puppies at their age, they want to play. They want to play. They want toys. So be ready for puppy activity if you happen to choose one of those two girls. Their adoption fee would be $100 plus the $30 refundable deposit, which the state of Kansas has us put on any animal that leaves the shelter that's not old enough to be spayed or neutered. That helps kind of guarantee that the new owner will take the animal in and get it spayed and neutered, and then you get your $30 deposit back. And it's no cost to you, because that's what your adoption fee is for, is that spay and neuter, but you have to wait till they're old enough. And then we have Blue. Blue is also a Shepherd Cross. We've got a lot of Shepherd Crosses to feature today. He's a year old. He's a male. He is a very, very handsome dog. He's got brindle markings that cover his entire body. He's a talker. He's quite vocal. He talks to you, which I think is very endearing, because you kind of know what he wants just by the way he's kind of making his noise to you. It's not an alarming bark or annoying. He's just vocal. And he is great with other dogs and children. We haven't tested him around the cats yet, because we haven't had a lot of cats available to us. I do have some to talk about today, which is good news. But, you know, we could do that upon a request if you'd like to say, well, I have a cat at home. How's he doing? He is a large dog, so he would love to just be in somebody's big backyard to be loved on in and out, and his adoption fee would be $100. Now we've got some kittens to talk about. We have Duchess that is new to the shelter, Duchess, is a beautiful long-haired ragdoll cross. She has this coat that is all white. She has stunning blue eyes. And since she is a little leery of Eulenjet because she's so young, we're hoping that someone would take her and be patient with her in introducing her to her new environment. Sometimes it takes a few days with the cats. When you take them home, they might be skittish, they might want to hide, but that's not going to be their behavior. They're just trying to take in everything, and before they get, you know, really, really used to you. We still have Nacho. As you recall, he's a hefty male orange tabby. We think he's about 3 years old. He is very beautiful. He's got golden eyes, orange coat. He doesn't like to be held, so he would be one of those cats that you just reach down and scratch his head, and he'd be a happy, happy guy. I thought I had one more kitten. Oh, I do. I have two more. I have Jade and Cashew. They are nine-week-old brother and sister. They came in absolutely, again, kind of terrified of people, but that's just, kittens can be like that. They've been handling them. They've been socializing them, getting that human interaction trust back. Jade is a long-haired kitten, all black with a white spot coat on her chest. Cashew also has long hair, but is white with brown and black stripes on various parts of his body. So I'm proud to say we have some kittens now. If anyone is looking for a kitten, and donations would be pretty much normal. We're looking for that dry dog food and kitten food. Now that we've got some kittens, we'd like to have some kitten food for them. toys for dogs. Always toys for dogs. And I've mentioned this, even if you have some that are slightly used, wash them up, bring them out. We'll put them to good use. And we also have an Amazon wish list that can be seen on our Facebook page. And if you're interested in finding us on Facebook, you go to CFA, and there we are. And we'll have all the animals featured there on our webpage so you can see what they look like. And as I've always said, please come out to the shelter. You know, make that introduction, eyeball to eyeball, and you'll know if that's the pet for you. We have a special event going on right now. It's our dog walk-a-thon.
Yeah, I was hoping you would talk about it.
Yeah, well, it's all new, so I'm not real familiar with how it's all working out, but this is a wonderful idea that came in from someone as a fundraiser, and Oksana took it, and she walked with it. She may be running with it, too. I don't know, but anyway. It's the entire month of May. And we will be handing out raffle tickets. And how you collect a raffle ticket, and it's a chance to win a custom leather dog leash made by one of the local small businesses here in town. You earn tickets but not limited to, you can come out and make a donation, whether it's food or cleaning supplies or monetary. You can come out, and if you adopt or you sponsor an animal, that's another way to get your tickets. And then you can also get tickets by participating in the Fun Run. And it's a Fun Run Walk, which will be held May 28th at 2 p.m. in LeClaire Park in Coffeyville. And if there's any more questions or any information you need beyond that, you can go to the Facebook page, and there's information there, or call the shelter. And that number is 620-252-6060. And someone there, one of our staff members or Oksana, will fill you in and let you know more details if this hasn't been too clear as to how it all works. Just a fun way to as I said, get some money coming in and just have an event featuring the dogs and cats. So anyway, we've had a good week, and things are going well at the shelter, and hoping that this wonderful weather after the rain. I'm not going to knock the rain at all. After this great rain that's supposed to come in, let's have some great weather to get out and play and walk with our animals.
Excellent. Very good. That is awesome. And I do appreciate, you know, all the work, like I said, that you guys are doing. And yeah, we are happy to have a little bit of rain, but yeah, I know that the dogs are going to get out there and walk and enjoy it. So,
right.
Yeah, like you said, if they haven't been out to the shelter for a while, just stop on by. You know, it's a fun little activity. You know, if you're looking for something to do, just stop on by and interact with the animals. Cause like we say on the program before, you know, it's always good for those dogs and cats to get that human interaction.
Right, and I mentioned this, but I'm going to talk about it again. We've got a great new meet and greet area. It's located outside. It is shady. It's got a little table and some little chairs to sit. We've got toys out there, tennis balls, if they want to get out and interact with the dog and play and stuff. And even if you're not interested in adopting, if you just want to come out and help socialize, that's a wonderful area for you to take the dog out and play. So come out and see that, too. The shelter's really looking nice. We've spent this whole winter getting things organized and straightened up, cleaned up, and we're real proud of the way the shelter looks right now.
Excellent. Well, if people need to get a hold of you and learn more, you know, what's the best way to get a hold of the shelter?
Well, like I said, the telephone number is 620-252-6060. We are located out right across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. It's a nice little white building. It's paved all the way. It's a county road, but it's paved all the way, and it's right before you enter into South Coffeyville. So, and if anyone wants to bring out donations and our time change is a conflict, you can leave items at the gate, because no one's going to bother them, and the guys across the road are really good about kind of just keeping an eye on what's going on at the shelter. And, of course, our staff comes and goes, because sometimes we have to come in off hours and take animals to the vet or you know, do something. So it's safe to leave something there if that's what someone would like to do.
Excellent. Well, Becky, I really appreciate you calling in and letting us know what's happening this week, and I look forward to chatting again here next week and may even see you before then. Who knows?
All right. Okay, I hope so. All right. Everyone have a good week, good weekend. Talk to you next Thursday.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Oh, Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we do appreciate her being on the program. Always good to hear what is going on. And hey, we have another special guest coming in the studio. We have Martin from Martin and the Dead Guys on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.